Well, howdy, folks. You're listening to the Day Tripper Podcast, episode 39. It is January 2017, and we are going to talk Texas. So I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Todd White.
Howdy,
right,
folks.
Over here. And let's talk Texas. All right, guys, so our sponsor for this podcast is none other than the great city of Georgetown. We are sitting on the square right now, as we've done the past three, four podcasts?
Yeah, I think it has been.
Three or four. Mesquite Creek Outfitters on the Georgetown Square, the official man cave of the Georgetown Square.
Oh,
that's not in writing yet, but we're going and dubbing it that.
I'm going to say so. I mean, beer, cool clothes.
Yeah, it's got to be.
But they also have a ladies section, too, which is nice.
Yeah. I'm looking at a shirt by, what is that, Southern Peach? It says hashtag Texas Girl on it.
There we go.
Yeah, I'll be shopping over here in the dude section. Christmas is over. I already covered my wife's Christmas gifts, so I don't have to shop for girl stuff for a long time.
Now it's back to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And the kids.
Yeah, well, no, I don't buy them stuff.
No. All right.
They have to scavenge. They have to forage for their own clothes.
You probably give kids good experiences in life. Less about buying them stuff, but give them good experiences.
That's the idea.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I'm not going to say what we got them because they haven't opened it yet for Christmas. Literally, they haven't. But we got our kids no Christmas presents this
year.
Santa brought them stuff. But
we
didn't get them anything. We're going to...
Okay.
We got them a trip.
Interesting.
Yep.
Do you want to divulge to us what that is?
No,
or do you want to wait
my
until...
kids are big podcasters, so they'll be listening to this.
Oh, they actually do listen to this?
No. No, because they don't have technology either. We haven't gotten them iPads. We haven't jumped into that black
hole
yet.
That's smart.
I don't know. I want kids outside. I want to, like, go play in the mud.
No, I agree.
And then when everyone else in the world is coding, my kids are just going to know how to bang sticks together. They're going to be so far behind.
We can make fire.
Yeah, that's right. And then, when the zombie apocalypse hits, then they'll be ahead of everybody.
They will be.
All right. But City of Georgetown, what are we talking about?
Totally gone off the rails.
City of Georgetown, the most beautiful town square in Texas. All the Christmas stuff is coming down now, but it was beautiful this year for Christmas. However, there's still lots of reasons to visit. Check it out. Visitgeorgetown.org. All right. So, it is the new year. It is 2017. That's a big deal. And I know a lot of people, I keep hearing this everywhere, that, well, I don't know about 2017, but I'm just glad 2016 is over. You've heard this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seemed to, like, hate 2016, and they're willing to just flush it down the toilet.
For multiple reasons, too.
Well, I know. And there's a lot of people, like, the country's essentially split 50-50 on the presidential election. But, like,
I'm talking about the dead people.
That was sad. We lost a lot of great people.
Yeah.
You know, 2016 wasn't all bad.
No.
It wasn't. It wasn't all bad. We, in fact, had a great year. I want to say maybe even our best year yet at the Day Tripper. And rather than revel in the misery of 2016, I'm going to look back and share with you guys some of the great things that happened to us. And this is just, these are the so many blessings. And I'm going to quiz Todd. I want to play a little rapid fire with Todd here.
Uh-oh.
But 2016, well, it's a year that we kicked off season 8 with our best partners ever. I mean, our underwriters are phenomenal. City of Georgetown, Lone Star Beer.
Oh, yeah.
The national beer of Texas.
The national beer
of
Texas.
It's awesome. Austin area Chevy dealers.
Yep.
Driving a Chevy. Texas Farm Bureau, you know, goes out and insures all those farms, represents farmers, which are so important. And then our, you know, our stalwart partners, Best Western and Rudy's Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this past year, we launched a new concept that I was pretty proud of and that I think we're going to keep doing, Dia de Rudy's. Todd, you haven't been on one of these yet.
I have not.
But we eat at all the Rudy's in a singular city.
The idea of stuffing my face from dawn until dusk barbecue.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's
That's
a little
all you
daunting.
Have to say. No,
yes,
no, no,
it's
man.
It's a beautiful thing, but I'm like, wow.
I mean, there's just so many things. The show won its 7th Emmy this year, Lone Star Emmy, which is just absolutely phenomenal. I got to go and tour the YouTube studios in New York City with Best Western, and I was looking back at some of the people I got to meet this past year. Ty Murray, you know who that is?
I don't.
Oh, you should. He's like the Michael Jordan of bull riding.
Okay.
He like has this insane amount of big all-around cowboy belt buckles. He is not just in the Rodeo Hall of Fame. The Rodeo Hall of Fame should be named after him.
Got it.
He's from Stephenville.
Okay.
He was married to Jewel for a while.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
Yeah, you know who that is. All right, man. Clint Harp. We got to go up and meet Clint Harp
that was
from
great.
Fixer Upper.
Yeah, a total dive, too. That was awesome. The food there
Clint
we
Harp.
Ate at. The food.
Yeah, the food was.
The food
we
was
went
awesome.
To Jasper's Barbecue Joint in Waco. Brett Danaher, the guitarist for Pat Green, wore a Day Tripper shirt on stage at a lot of Pat Green shows.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
And then we got a box of Pat Green shirts
we
that showed up at the office.
Yeah, Pat Green evidently watches the show. That was pretty cool. I got to meet Vern Lundquist, who was in Happy Gilmore. That's like a blip on his resume, but like he is a announcer, a football announcer that's retiring this year from Austin. Came through and I got to spend some time with him on one of the Chet Chats that we launched this year for raising money for school districts in Austin so teachers don't have to dip into their own pockets. Anyway, that's another story. But we filmed some amazing episodes, incredible episodes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've already written my thoughts out, but I'm going to say the name of the episode, and you have to tell me the first thing that comes to mind from that episode. What's the memory that is burned into your brain from that episode?
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Turkey.
I'm worried. Bison.
Hey, that was mine too. Bison.
Well, more importantly, Chet's pregnancy checking a bison.
Going in the old pooper of a bison. Yep, that's true. All right, Dallas.
Oh, Pecan Lodge.
Oh, barbecue. That's a good one. Yep.
Yeah.
Mine was that I beat the T-Rex in the race game. That was being free. I beat a T-Rex. All right. Hillsboro.
You riding around in the blue car.
Oh, really? Okay.
The Roadside American Museum?
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
Richmond. And Todd does not remember Richmond at all.
I'm completely drawing a blank.
Have we already made that many videos? That many?
What did you
say? Alligators. Alligators.
Okay, alligators. I'll go with that. Alligators are good. Yes.
You just can't pick
alligators.
You just have to say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay, blank. Sorry.
Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Taylor. Louis Mueller.
Mine was Vinsel. Meeting Vinsel.
Okay, yeah.
I've never gotten to talk to Vinsel at Taylor Cafe. He's the World War II vet, 92 years old, still shows up to work every day. He might be 93 now. Palestine.
We just did that one.
Yeah.
Right.
So what was the thing still in your brain?
My gosh. This is so bad. This
you
is
have to,
bad.
Todd, you have to pull up one memory. That's all. It doesn't take many. It takes one memory.
And the sad
We've
thing
shot
about
so
that,
many episodes.
And the sad thing about that is that I just did the behind the scenes video for
I know,
that too.
You did.
And in my brain,
they got nothing.
It's just
Todd's
not
got
functioning
nothing.
Right now. What did you say?
Hog Hunt.
Okay.
The Hog Hunt.
Okay.
Driving around at 2 a.m. with infrared, you know, thermal night scopes trying to find hogs. That
you know
was
I'm
pretty
say,
fun.
You mentioned the hog thing. That was interesting. Yeah. But I will tell you, I probably had one of my best hamburgers at the hamburger bar there.
Oh, really? Did you think that was awesome?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, that's a really
that
good hamburger.
It was a good hamburger.
All right. Big Bend. You did not go on it.
I did not go on that.
My Balanced Rock for me.
But
seeing the Balanced Rock.
I will
rock.
Say this. I did go on a vacation.
Yep.
And I did get outside of Big Bend.
Yes, you did.
And I went to Terlingua.
Yep.
So I'll just say that would have stood in my mind anyway.
Yeah, that's Terlingua. Okay.
Great.
Bernie.
The Shooting Club.
Okay. That was second for me. Number one for me was Dead Todd. Dead Todd. That was good. If you haven't seen that episode, Todd dresses up like Bernie and walks around. Port A. These are some great episodes we made. That was 2016, man.
Port A was the beach. The beach.
Just being on the beach.
Yeah, the beach was cool.
Surfing.
Okay, yeah, surfing was good.
Conroe.
I'm having the same issue.
Oh, no,
I'm sorry,
Todd.
Man. I'm
oh, no.
sorry.
I've got two. Hydro Rockets, that, the, I keep calling it waterboarding. Oh, it's not waterboarding.
I have mine.
But the water blasters off the jet skis. Yeah.
Wolves.
That was my number two.
That was
wolves.
Epic.
Yeah,
that,
wolves.
I mean, really, honestly, in our lives, those are like once in a lifetime experiences.
Yeah, getting to pet wolves.
Where else am I going to do that?
Yep. San Antonio.
Wow, San Antonio. You know, it may sound cheesy, but the Alamo. I mean, it's just the Alamo. I mean, it is just epic.
Yep. Mine was, yes, the Alamo is number one, and second was making my own plate of Tex-Mex at Mi Tierra.
That was
pretty fun.
That was very cool.
All right, Mount Pleasant. First thing. If there is anything.
I'm sorry. That one is drawing a blank on me as well.
Oh, no, Todd. That was like 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wait. Mount Pleasant. Yeah, still.
It's still nothing. He's got nothing. Ezekiel Airship. Ezekiel Airship was me. We'll get into this later, and you'll see the episode, but there is a preacher who claims to have beat the Wright brothers to flight in Mount Pleasant. And then Glen Rose.
The animal park.
Fossil Rim?
Fossil Rim. That still is just amazing.
Yeah. Mine was swimming with dinosaurs. Swimming with dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs are pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The prints in the park, in the river is awesome. I agree.
And the Creation Evidence Museum, to me, sticks out in my head. We're still talking 2016. We shot all of those episodes in 2016. That's pretty amazing.
That's a lot.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13. That's the
way
that's what we're supposed to shoot, I guess. I feel like I'm missing something. Actually, there were two big bins, so that's 14.
True.
Best Western. We furthered our partnership with Best Western, and they sent us on a bunch of trips. Todd, you didn't go on all these, but you went on some. Mm-hmm. We got to go see baseball, spring, Cactus League baseball, spring training. Got to go eat whole hog barbecue in North Carolina.
And that Todd was went so on good. That
one. Those videos are online if you go to youtube.com/Best Western TV. Man, whole hog barbecue, literally the whole pig chopped right in front of you.
We talk about blitzing on food, man.
Dude, we ate a lot of food. A lot. Philadelphia, got to eat real Philly cheesesteaks. That was a blitz on food. And then Brandon Bargo and I went to Rocky Mountain National Park. What sticks out, Rocky Mountain National Park is just absolutely beautiful. Y'all know I'm a big fan of Texas, but Best Western has sent us beyond the border, and there's some pretty stuff out there. We saw The Shining. We toured The Shining Hotel.
Oh,
the
wow.
Hotel from The Shining, the Stanley
nice.
Hotel. It's in Estes Park.
You're missing one in the Best Western thing, too.
Well, I'm not there yet. Those are the bucket tripping ones.
Sorry.
And then recently was the Points Road Trip that Todd and I went on. Road trip to North Carolina. Pensacola, Florida, through New Orleans.
That was awesome.
And then that was awesome.
And I have to just say this. I was really impressed with the beaches in Alabama.
Oh, yeah. They're phenomenal.
I had no clue what to expect, but oh, my goodness.
They're white sand Caribbean, man.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Insane.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Insane. And then finally, I got to be the Grand Marshal of the Burnett County Rodeo, meaning I rode in on a horse all the way around the stadium.
Did you carry the flag?
I didn't carry the flag. That would have been instant death. Because I almost died on just riding a horse. But it took off, man. It was this old rodeo horse. It didn't know who I was. I'm not the biggest horseman.
It figured you were seasoned. It's just going to go out.
Horses are ornery, man. The second they see you, if they don't know you, they instantly say, how far can I push this guy? And you have to really hold your ground and not let him push you.
And he pushed you.
And this dude kept pushing and pushing. And I rode him for about 30 minutes before we trotted around the stadium, but oh no.
No.
Oh no, it was bad news. Bad news. All right. So anyway, looking back on 2016, I'm always a fan of counting your blessings rather than reveling in any perceived failures. So those are just a couple of blessings I wanted to share with you guys. It's been a phenomenal year. A lot of y'all made it that way just because you're supportive of the show. 2017 is going to be even better.
I agree.
Even better. All right. So here we are in January. What did you do in December, Todd?
Besides
the trip to Mount Pleasant that you don't remember anything about.
Sorry. Christmas and New Year's. I mean, that's just getting past, the stuff with the day tripper and closing out the year of business stuff that I'm doing with the photography stuff.
Yeah.
Just sliding into getting ready for Christmas and prepping for all that and the family. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And it really, for me, it's always great to go out to the country where Patsy's family's from.
Yep.
Because that's just traditional German service, singing Silent Night in German with real candles.
Silent Nacht. How do you say it?
I don't know. They give us a sheet with the words in German, and we go for it.
I used to know that, actually. That's cool, man.
It was fun. It was fun. But, just a lot of downtime, which is something I really needed.
Yeah, you do. You do, man. You run yourself into the ground, dude. All right. Yeah, we did, you know, had that Mount Pleasant shoot. Well, we started the month coming back from our road trip.
Yep.
And then, well, we filled everybody in on that on the last podcast. But Mount Pleasant, you know, Northeast Texas, Pittsburgh Sausage, Ezekiel Airship, that Mid-America Flight Museum, giant Bo Pilgrim head, sushi, sushi in rural Texas.
That was
good.
That was bizarre.
Yeah, it was all good, man.
I never thought I'd find myself eating sushi.
And all those memories, you didn't even remember a single one.
I'm sorry. I'm already on to other episodes. I mean, we did Mount Pleasant, but since then, I've done editing of behind the scenes for San Antonio, behind the scenes of Palestine, which, by the way, you guys need to be really ready for this for Palestine because our crew makes their dance debut.
Oh, yeah.
Choreographed dance debut.
Woohoo! Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right. So, you know, December's always a busy month getting ready for Christmas, and Texas has been pretty busy too.
While you've been listening to this podcast, lots of stuff's been going on in the Lone Star State. This is Meanwhile in Texas.
We call this segment Meanwhile in Texas to kind of fill you guys in on some of the crazy stuff that's happened this past month. What'd you find, Todd?
You know, it always surprises me the things that Texas is famous for. And on January the 4th in 1923, this radio station, WBAP up in Fort Worth, that set a format for a country music variety show that they were doing on air. And it basically would have your fiddler, a square dance caller, and then for their case, they use a Confederate captain to do like a talk show kind of a segment and to host it. And oddly enough, that format was picked up in later years by the Grand Ole Opry for their variety show.
Are you telling me the Grand Ole Opry started in Texas?
I'm saying the format.
The format started in Texas.
For the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, well, hey.
Started in Texas.
You know.
But it's just, it's really cool just the things that we have influence on.
Agreed.
You know?
I mean, yeah.
We are the biggest state still.
Yeah. Cool.
So that was just one little tidbit that I found interesting.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome.
What about you?
Well, I found out that this past Christmas we had a real live Grinch. But it didn't turn out the way the Grinch Who Stole Christmas did. Evidently, in Wichita Falls, thieves broke into a trailer and stole Christmas presents that the fire department had collected for underprivileged children. They were collecting
serious?
All these thieves broke in, stole every one of them. But unlike the Grinch, where he has a change of heart and gives them all back, that didn't happen. Evil people. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas and kept it.
Did they ever catch him?
Nope. Not based on the news story I'm reading. Maybe there's been an update. Terrible.
Wow.
Isn't that awful?
That is horrible.
And then I know. But then here's another crazy one. So in Richmond, Texas, there was a pest control company that had been hired to go and extract some killer bees that had inhabited some old broken down. You know, beehives will move into anywhere.
True.
If it gets abandoned. Anyway, these exterminators or pest company, they were going to move the hive. We're flying a drone. These bees saw the drone, attacked it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, covered the thing.
Oh my gosh.
They weren't able to take it down, but they, for whatever reason, the little buzzing propellers drew them all out. They just attacked it, mauled it, almost crashed it.
Wow.
I know. Isn't
that
crazy?
I want to see that footage.
I watched the footage, and it's from the perspective of the drone, so you can't see the bees too much because they were all over the apparatus.
Got it.
There is some, you can see some kind of buzzing the lens, and some pollen goes on the lens, but it's not like they should have, someone should have taken a picture.
Right.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. Like,
yeah.
Like the guys that had the beard of the bees. That would be
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's cool. That's cool. Very cool. So the other thing that I found that I thought was interesting was out of Texas Monthly, and they were doing this article on the television shows that Texans prefer.
Okay.
So they went through and they have this, and apparently you can go and there is a actual website that you can punch in any zip code and it will tell you based on ratings what the most popular shows are in those particular areas.
Day Tripper was top, right? On all of them?
We didn't even get an honorable mention.
It's all right.
Anyway, it is really funny because if you look at Austin, so they refer to Austin as the great outlier. It's like the blueberry and the cherry pie, they call it. That's their specific word for Austin.
Yeah.
But anyway, Austin came up loving Game of Thrones, Modern Family, The Daily Show, and then we also have this affinity for It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. All right.
Which is a random one to throw
very
in there.
Very random.
But we have this thing. And we absolutely do not like Duck Dynasty.
What?
NCIS and The Voice.
Really?
All of those we have a disdain for.
And those are huge everywhere else.
They are. But
how
we do
funny.
Not like them at all.
How funny.
And then you move up to Dallas, and Dallas loves Empire.
Okay.
Which is a show about
the hip-hop.
Yep. The First 48. And Love and Hip-Hop.
Wow.
So something in Dallas loves hip-hop.
Some funky
Not
folks.
To mention, though, in Dallas, we also do have this thing. We love The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand that, but whatever. That's all good. Houston loves animation. So Houston loves South Park and Family Guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
As like their top shows, or they're in the mix somewhere?
They're in the mix, but like
animation, like high.
They're like high in the mix.
Interesting.
And then San Antonio is an outlier as well. And San Antonio likes Adventure Time, which is show by a local there in San Antonio. Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Big in San Antonio, really?
And The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, okay.
That just fascinated me how it's just kind of,
that's
I don't know,
crazy.
It's all over the board.
Well, in the Day Tripper, they had to take that off the top because it just, everyone
it
liked
given.
The Day Tripper.
It was a
yeah,
given.
It was a given. It was
that
a given
was just one of those things. Anyway, that's just a little insight
funny,
into the television shows that we love, which
cool.
is random.
Yeah, very random.
Random. I was shocked that Keeping Up with the Kardashians even hit that radar.
That's awesome, man.
Makes no sense
well,
to me.
Cool. You need
anyway.
A link. Can you link that article in the in the blog post?
I will absolutely drop that in there.
Yeah,
for
wherever this. So when you guys are listening to this podcast, if you go to the blog post that's related to the podcast on thedaytripper.com, we'll have that article linked in there. That's pretty awesome.
Are we there yet? Hey, can you pass me the snack?
So you guys had some questions.
So Rodney Lee out of Gatesville, and I think this question a lot of people, I've seen a few other people have asked this as well, says, am I confused or have I not seen any new episodes of season 8 in a few weeks?
Oh, no, Rodney Lee, you are not just confused. We have a few more episodes of season 8 that will air in February. So stay tuned. We got three more. We got San Antonio, Palestine, and Glenrose. We make 13 episodes a year, just as a review. 5 come out in the fall, 3 come out in the winter, and 5 come out in the spring. There you go.
There
That's
it is.
It. That's
awesome.
It.
Kathy Robbins and Candy Craft both have asked a
Ooh.
Very similar question. They're asking about the status on DVDs. So they specifically were asking about, are the individual episodes for sale? Because we stopped doing some of those. Are there box versions? Where can people get them? Where are we going with our DVDs?
All right, yeah. So DVDs, there are... digital downloads of everything that we have the music rights cleared on. So those you can download. But I know people aren't totally into the download thing. So DVDs, we have a number of single episode DVDs that you can buy on our website. And actually for the month of January, we're running a 50% off sale on all of our DVDs. So they're normally like 12 bucks and change. Now they're 6 bucks and change.
Nice.
Yeah. So now is the time to get DVDs. We are, within the next few months, going to come out with a full season on DVD. We will have season 6 and season 7 total packages on DVD.
Awesome.
So stay tuned for those.
Awesome.
You'll be able to get all of those through our website, thedaytripper.com or daytrippergeneralstore.com.
Perfect.
Yep.
There we go.
There you go, folks.
Last question we have is Matt Jones out of Plano. And I was going to ask this question myself. I'm curious about this. He goes, howdy, what hat are you wearing in the Dallas episode? Is that a 1960s cowboy hat? Now, that's his question. My additional or add-on to this is, how do you decide which hat to wear for what episode?
Ooh, well, Todd, I'm glad you asked, because it is not just random. There's a lot of calculated science that goes in.
I am sure.
As to which one is closer to my hand when I walk out the door. That's it. No, but for real, that hat I'm very proud of, that is a Stetson Open Road.
Yep.
From before the 60s. I mean, this hat goes way back. I think it was first introduced, I want to say maybe the 40s.
Okay. It's a great hat. It's classic.
Yeah.
Love
but it became very popular in the 50s and 60s, most notably amongst President LBJ. He's,
mm-hmm.
That's known as the LBJ hat, but President Eisenhower wore that hat. another famous Texan, Amon Carter, the great, you know, Fort Worth art collector and oil man, always seen in the open road. It's a classic, and it has become my favorite hat, maybe even more so than the palm leaf hat, which is the other hat I wear. But generally, these are good. This is the cowboy etiquette.
Okay.
You wear straw hats in the summer and felt hats in the winter. That is cold weather, felt hat, warm weather, straw hat. Now, I don't follow that.
I was going to say, it's a good thing you didn't have the Stetson hat when we were filming in Rockport Fulton in the winter last year, because I don't think that would have survived the drop into the water.
Oh, when it blew off into the open water?
That would not have survived.
Yeah, I lost my hat in the open water. No, you're totally right. It would not have. But, you know, Matt Jones, Stetson Open Road.
Great hat.
Phenomenal hat. Which hat I wear for episode, it just kind of depends on what I'm feeling. Because I wear my straw hat in the winter, and I don't really wear the felt hat in the summer much, but I probably do. I'm kind of all over the place.
You are. You're all over the board.
Yep.
That's why I wanted to ask if you have a logic, and I would firmly agree that it's whatever's closest as you're walking
out the door. You can overthink it, but then at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Hey, day tripper, I got a bone to pick with you.
It's the Day Tripper. We love your show.
A couple of social media comments I wanted to throw out there to you. First of all, daily day trips. Did y'all as fans even know that we do this on Facebook? We actually have these daily day trips that are pushed out there. And recently, Kima Jones from Odessa said, "We happened accidentally to be in Alpine this October for the Saul Ross homecoming. We were treated to a parade, a fantastic fireworks display. It's a great town." She wanted to talk a little bit more about how much they had a great time. They loved it. And they're looking now on the Facebook page for additional ideas.
Okay. Wait, additional ideas to do in Alpine or just across the board?
Just across the board to go travel. And they're finding the daily day trips to be useful.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that is something we do. And, you know, Facebook has changed. Like, if we post something on Facebook, we've got, you know, 108,000 likes. But if we post something and we don't pay money for people to see it, it might be seen by 1,000 people. That's what Facebook does. Facebook throttles the content. I've talked to a lot of people I know who follow the Day Tripper. My family, who has no idea we do the Daily Day Trip.
Really?
And the Daily Day Trip is simply just a fun diversion. We post one every day. Here's a fun place to go in Texas. Today, it looks like it was Rushka's Bakery in Ellinger.
Nice.
Which where we stopped for kolaches on our road trip.
Yes, which was good.
Yeah, tasty. We try to make the Day Tripper more than just a TV show. We want it to really be a resource for people to use when they travel.
I fully agree.
Yep.
All right, so shifting to someone that wasn't too happy and kind of like had a little bit of slap on the hand for us. San Antonio behind the scenes video, Mike Brown said, "Please do not screw around like that in front of the Alamo."
What did we do?
Seriously.
What did we do?
I think he was offended by your running across the front of the Alamo, going, "San Antonio," and you stop, and you came back to the camera and goes, "Oh, wait, we're already here. This is our first stop. Here we go."
Oh, yeah. That's what we did that in season 4.
I know.
Sorry, guys.
Season 4, you had costumes, and nobody really complained.
Yeah, you know. That's right. I was dressed up as Davy Crockett in front of the Alamo.
Spanish Chet.
I agree. Yeah, mariachi. Mariachi.
Yes.
Mariachi Chet. Mike, we're sorry. Yeah, trust me, we are respectful of the Alamo. We love the Alamo more than a majority of Texans, I would even guess, presume to guess.
I would agree.
Anyway, we mean no disrespect, I promise.
Not at all. And then I know they're already sold out and you guys cannot go order some, but it was great. Monica Garza from San Antonio posted a picture of her son smiling from ear to ear because he got his Day Tripper calendar.
Woo-hoo!
As a Christmas present on Christmas morning.
We had a lot of people opening up some Day Tripper under the tree.
We did.
Which is awesome.
We had a lot.
Which is awesome.
We had a lot. Cool. Now, I know you've got one here you added to our notes. What's this about?
Well, this was an email I got from Steve Chapman.
Okay.
He says, "Nice piece on Mason, but I don't think most people there would refer to it as West Texas. The general assumption is that West Texas begins at Brady. Mason is the hill country." Well, I had to go back and watch this episode to see where I called Mason West Texas, because I know I called it the hill country in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
It's the north. It's kind of near the north edges of the hill country. There's no doubt it is hill country. And But at the end, I'm talking about the Odeon Theater, that really cool historic theater downtown.
Yep.
And I say the Odeon is the oldest continually operated theater in West Texas. Where I got that is from their website. They call it West Texas. That's kind of their slogan.
Okay.
So if he wants to take issue with that, he's going to have to go fight the people at the Odeon.
Agreed.
I think when you're talking about that, West Texas, like the oldest in West Texas, you kind of mean like west of Austin. You know, it's kind of it's not quite like true West Texas. It's more like west of the Mississippi, you know, like west of the Colorado or west of the whatever.
35 generally splits the state in half.
Almost. Yeah. Yeah. Truly. Truly. Anyway, that's a, you know, that'd be a fun thing for a debate as to where West Texas begins or ends.
Maybe we should start that discussion on Facebook and let it fly.
Yeah, just let it go. Let it go. I'm going to say West Texas really starts... See, I almost consider Brady to be hill country, so I'm going to kind of say Junction and San Angelo, to me, are kind of West Texas.
I would agree. I still think Brady would be inside of the hill country area.
Kind of.
It just doesn't feel far enough out.
It's a bubble player. But then Menard out there, I don't know. I'm going to go Junction, San Angelo.
Okay.
But Junction's totally hill country, too.
San Angelo rings true to me more for West Texas, personally.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm going to say.
That's what he's saying, and he's sticking to it.
There we go.
All right, guys, thanks for the feedback. Remember, you can email me anytime, chet@thedaytripper.com. Before we finish this up, I do want to plug that DVD sale we're having again. 50% off DVDs at daytrippergeneralstore.com or go to thedaytripper.com, click on store. Got to thank our sponsor, the City of Georgetown, for this. Couldn't do it without them. And stay tuned for our next podcast. It's going to come out mid-January. We'll be talking about your travel bucket list for 2017 and looking back on our travel bucket list for 2016, seeing how well we did and where we failed.
Do we have to go
to
that?
We have to, Todd. This is accountability at its greatest.
Kind of like the episode Rapid Fire that I just bombed on.
I know.
Yeah. And I'm also going to say, too, that we really love your feedback, your comments, and your questions. Please, please email us at podcast@thedaytripper.com.
Yep.
Yep. And also put them on Facebook, send them to us as a message, you know, but we just, you know, we really can't do these segments without you guys. So hound us with questions. Anything is fair game.
All right, guys. So thanks for joining us. You've been listening to the podcast. Bye con Dios, amigos.